This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Samantha Watson. Kuskokwim River ice road crews have plowed a road to Tuntutuliak for the first time in 6 years. As KYUK Evan Erickson reports, the move is a boost for the community, still rebuilding after destruction from the remnants of Typhoon Halong.
Ice Road Director Mark Leary called into KYUK's Friday Talk Line show to share the news.
This is the weather we've been waiting for. As of this morning, we have 280 miles of ice road established on the Kuskokwim River from Tuntutuliak to Jawakapalang. And all communities in between.
Crews haven't plowed the road roughly 40 miles beyond its normal southernmost point to reach Tuntutuliak since 2020. Leary says local crews made the job easier, marking and measuring ice thickness along the route.
All we had to do was follow their markers. We knew it
Wonderful.
Was already measured, that it was safe.
Before the Kuskokwim River had fully frozen, Leary said the State Emergency Operations Center formally requested the road be extended to Tuntutuliak to assist with disaster relief efforts following the October 2025 storm. In late January, the Alaska Department of Transportation transferred a surplus grader to the tribal entity that maintains the ice road to support the effort. Jeremy Zedek, a spokesperson for the State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, said on Sunday that state and tribal entities were determining the best way to use the ice road to move certain supplies that remain in Bethel. Leary says crews are on track to bring the total mileage of this year's ice road close to the record.
Crooked Creek and the Paiute finish plowing their area. We'll have about 335, I think, miles.
In 2020, the ice road stretched 355 miles after crews reached the Middle River community of Sleetmute for the first time. In Bethel, I'm Evan Erickson.
Researchers from the University of Alaska Anchorage have chosen Bethel for a project looking at the economic impacts of changes in land, sea, and air transportation over time. Matt Hegland is a researcher with the university's College of Engineering. He visited Bethel this week to complete in-person surveys and get the word out about the project. He says it's the first of its kind for Alaska.
We looked at 2003 to 2023. We looked at the unemployment rate and the income. We gathered data on flights and barges and even the ice road to kind of look at how it impacts the economy.
Hegland says hard numbers were available for barge traffic and flights in and out of Bethel from Anchorage. But the impacts of the Kuskokwim River ice road were trickier to analyze. That's because there's just not a lot of data. The team used climate data to guess when river conditions would have made an ice road possible.
We gathered data on snow depth and temperature and how that changed over time.
Hegland and the project's lead researcher, Dr. Osama Abaza, are using a machine learning model that gives a detailed look at the correlations between numbers over time. The more it is fed, the more accurately the model can predict what comes next. Hegland says results show that air traffic between Bethel and Anchorage, including the percentages of flights that are on time, delayed, and canceled, had the greatest impact on income over the two-decade span. But he also says the results are only preliminary. This week, Hegland has been gathering survey responses around Bethel that make up the final stage of the research.
We're just looking to get a better picture of kind of like the human impact of like changes in transportation accessibility and how some of the changes in climate could be impacting people.
For Bethel residents interested in sharing about changes they have seen in transportation accessibility, find a QR code for the survey at kyuk.org or call Matt Hegland for more information at 320-492-0059 or by emailing mheglandalaska.edu. The YK Delta had its first ever Comic-Con convention, KuskoCon. There were visiting artists, comic book vendors, and lots of costumes and role-playing. KYUK went undercover at the convention to find how Bethel's stories took center stage at the three-day event.
Shh, don't tell anybody, but I'm in a costume. I'm Lois Lane, a reporter from the Superman universe. It's the only way to blend in here at CuscoCon, where people introduce themselves to each other as characters from their favorite comics, movies, or games. The three-day event is built around a lineup of workshops led by locals and visiting professionals, which includes everything from how to sketch dinosaurs to a Dungeons & Dragons live play. In one session, local Rachel Urba even breaks down how to build a computer.
What we need in Power Town is our motherboard.
CuscoCon is the YK Delta's first ever Comic-Con convention, a type of event where people come together to connect over games, fandoms, comics, books, and art. It's put on by the Kuskokwim Consortium Library and spread out between Bethel's Cultural Center and UAF's Kuskokwim campus next door. In addition to workshops for all ages, CuscoCon features a lineup of comic book and game vendors, a cosplay contest, karaoke, and a CuscoCon ball. And it's all very specific to here, the YK Delta, and the people who call it home. Visiting illustrator Lee Post runs a workshop called Comics and Community, Drawing the Best of Bethel. He leads a classroom filled with Bethelites of all ages through drawing exercises that pull from environmental inspiration.
We are going to think about like what is great about Bethel, but also what's unappreciated.
So people drew spring snow machine camping, loose village puppies, and the annual cross-country run by the dump.
I drew a fishing rod, and then I drew a fish that said, "What? I'm not fat. Be quiet."
12-year-old Gloria Jones is hard at work sketching their Bethel.
And then there was camping, because I drew a tent with next to the river. And then there was the chamoy dance things, like dance bands and headdress and the drum.
There are comic artists here who have worked on Godzilla and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comics, developers creating Alaska-based video games, and a lineup of professional voice actors, illustrators, and writers. CuscoCon's keynote speakers created the Chickalooney's graphic novels. It's an all-age action series rooted in illustrator Demi Maharis's Atna Athabaskan heritage and Yanni Daha mythology.
I see the potential in a place like Alaska for telling very unique stories, not for people leaving their communities to go on to create stories, but to create stories in their community and draw people to come to them to share it where it's from.
He says he grew up illustrating stories his grandmother would tell him at the kitchen table. And now he's teaching other people how to bring those stories alive on the page. In this workshop, Maharis draws a cartoon character the audience builds with him. They end up with a drawing of an uppa, or grandpa, mafia lion who runs a casino where the main game is mice who sumo wrestle with each other. And the audience made sure to give him bunny boots. Maharis and co-author Casey Silver repeated through the workshops that you can tell stories about where you are, as you are, and better yet, collaborate. Zuli Petrie runs a booth in the vendor section with her husband, selling 3D printed figures and fidget spinners. She's also hot off the cosplay contest stage, where she came in first place for her Princess Peach costume.
This is just absolutely amazing. Business owners that are here taking what you love in showing our kids in our entire region that they can make a career out of it and not be limited to what they know.
She also says just to have this event, to take workshops, dress up as your favorite character, has been a positive thing for the community.
I think it's amazing for our youth to be able to experience things that people outside of our region have had the opportunity to experience for years.
Head organizers of CuscoCon from the library, Teresa Quiner and Michaela Miller, say it's an event they hope to continue in the future. It's finally time for the CuscoCon ball. Local band Velmatron is fully costumed. There's someone from Dune and Star Trek and the Green Lantern universes. someone passes out these small blinking lights that were recently used to mark the K300 sled dog race trail. And suddenly, everyone is waving them together in time with the music. So the room turns into this spacey musical light show. Reporting for the Daily Planet, I'm Lois. In Bethel, I'm Samantha Watson.
This is KYUK News. I'm Samantha Watson. Koyana for listening. Please share your news tips, comments, or suggestions. You can email us at news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for Yuktun Genomchit.